Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2
on Today FM.
You know when you have one of those mornings and you open up the blinds, the sun is shining. I had one of those today. Got out, didn't stand on any of the plugs, didn't have to hobble to the shower. The water was hot, not cold. The house was just grand. Left the house, came in, opened my emails to some very, very good news. And that news is that Code & Line have announced that they will be playing in the Olympia Theatre on May 27th, May 28th and June 1st. Big business, intimate shows and in the finest venue in the country. And joining me on the line, I got Steve O'Garrigan. Steve, how are you, sir?
How's it going? How are you getting on?
It's good to have you on. Listen, big news, back in the Olympia.
Yeah, no, we figured we wanted to do something kind of smaller and like in the lead up to our new album, which we're just finishing off at the moment. But the Olympia is such a beautiful venue and we've got some great memories of that place, playing gigs there, and yeah, it was kind of a no-brainer for us, so we're super excited.
I think the only time I've seen you guys in the Olympia that was your own gig was in 2013. I think it's that long ago since I actually saw you guys doing your own thing in the Olympia. But this is quite an intimate show because you guys, well, frequently at the moment are doing stadium gigs and big gigs, you know. So this is kind of one of those ones where it's going to be a special occasion for your fans.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the idea that we had behind the shows, like just introduce some new songs and play some acoustic stuff and maybe have some special guests and all. It's going to be a great atmosphere and hopefully some great shows, you know.
Well, on the back of what happened in St. Anne's last year, absolutely, the place was rammed. Now, some of the fans, if they want to get in contact, or if you have any interest in going along to the Code & Line shows, check out codeline.com/the Olympia, because if you sign up for pre-sale there before 5 p.m. on Tuesday, February the 18th, you will receive a code for first access to the tickets, which is absolutely brilliant if you want to get in there now. We're on the back of a brilliant single from you guys as well, wherever you are. And I saw that you've released that lovely acoustic version of it where you're walking on that bridge in England. And when I see those, it's not the first time you've done this, but I love the way you use the one shot angle. And it's just, you're walking towards the camera whilst the camera is walking away from you. Quite a moving song. This is a song about a young woman's travels after the death of a partner. And from reading social media, I can see like loads of people, Steve-O, have kind of left comments up there that this means a lot to them, from like even to people who are in long-term relationships and they're kind of long-distance relationships and they don't get to see their other half that often. So on many levels, this is just one of those songs that kind of appeals to everyone.
Yeah, it's gone down very well. Like originally, I sat down and kind of wrote the song about my girlfriend, because being on the road the whole time can make it quite difficult, you know, with long distance relationships and all that. And it was kind of just like a peace offering, you know, kind of, it got me in the good books anyway in the relationship. So that's
hey.
Good. But the guy who did the video, a guy from London, came up with this whole story, and it's beautiful and it's very emotional and it's gone down really well with fans around the world. And we've got a lot of messages from fans who are, you know, saying that the song means a lot to them and, you know, it's helped them, and particularly people in long distance relationships or people who are missing someone, anybody, you know. It's really great to see, and yeah, we're overwhelmed with the reaction that we've got so far.
I actually think from all the singles we've seen from Politics of Living, it has been amazing. What a fabulous album. Like, songs on there like Angel, Follow Your Fire, Head Held High, and of course the current single, Wherever You Are. And it just seems to take that wonderful line of emotion and explaining that, you know, not really explaining it, but also kind of discovering certain themes that exist in everyone's life. Like the idea of missing loved ones, whether it be through death or whether it be through grieving for a breakup or whether it be that you just haven't seen a loved one in ages. That's all captured within this. So it's lovely to see those themes continuing. In the new album, what are we going to expect? I mean, like, we've come off the back of three brilliant albums, In a Perfect World, Coming Up for Air, and Politics of Living. I don't know where you can go next.
Well, for this album, it's the first time we've actually kind of produced it ourselves. And Wherever You Are is actually kind of the first single leading up to this fourth album. So, like, that's a good kind of idea of what the album will sound like. We have a few more songs that we're going to release pretty soon over the next few months. We're very proud of it, you know, and very excited to get it out there. As I said, the main thing is that it's kind of just been the four of us in a room, in a studio in Dublin, doing the whole album. which is new for us, because usually we have like a producer, you know, helping us out and stuff. But yeah, it's been really great, and I think we've written some of our best songs, so yeah, it's very exciting for us.
I love this, and you know, that's kind of the theme that we are kind of going with, is that like literally having you guys and yourself, Vinnie, Mark and Jay, like you've always been quite intimate as a group, and even I know from hanging around with you guys the odd time is that like literally you do stick together, and it's very much so a family thing, and I'm glad to hear that. And even when you're doing these Olympia shows, I am excited, because over the past while I've seen loads of acts like Keane and Snow Patrol doing shows in the Olympia, and that's where it really gets intimate. Just so people know again, those shows are on May 27th, May 28th and June 1st. Well worth checking out. Always well worth checking out, Codeline. And Steve, it has been a pleasure talking to you, my friend, and I wish you very well with the shows and with future gigs as well.
Thanks a million, Fergal. Appreciate that.
Take it easy, Steve. Here's the current single. This is Codeline, Wherever You Are.
You say you love me. You say you care.
Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2.
On Today FM.